Good afternoon and welcome to University of Missouri's Extension Connection, your connection to Missouri's land-grant-based research institutions. MU Extension is the outreach program of the University of Missouri and Lincoln University. This is Jim Humphrey, field specialist in livestock, with today's program. Cattle are an important industry in Missouri with close to 2 million calves born in our state each year. Beef producers have long known that high-headed wild cattle probably do not perform as well as more gentle cattle, and that aggressive cattle can negatively affect the bottom line on your operation. Results from Iowa State University research shows just how true this information is. Disposition of cattle is a measure of the relative docility and handling ability during processing both in the pens and around your handling facilities. Disposition or docility scores range from 1 to 6, with a disposition score of 1 being very docile and gentle cattle that exit the chute and facilities quietly, and a score of 6 being cattle that leave the chute and handling facilities very fast and aggressively. Docility is a moderately inheritable trait, indicating genetic selection can be an efficient method of passing these traits on to next year's calf crop, good or bad for your particular operation. Here are some of the results from research data collected from over 13,000 head of cattle that participated in the Tri-County Steer Carcass Futurity located in southwest Iowa. Disposition scores were taken 3 to 4 times during the cattle finish feeding period. Over 72% of the 13,000 head of cattle were considered gentle and docile, while almost 22% were considered restless and almost 6% were aggressive to very aggressive cattle. Nervous or aggressive cattle produced 14% fewer choice carcasses and almost 15% fewer CAB carcasses than docile cattle did. Additionally, aggressive cattle gained only 2.9 pounds per day versus the gentle cattle gaining almost 3.2 pounds per day in the feedlot finished feeding period. And the aggressive cattle had higher mortalities of 1.9% versus just over 1% for the docile cattle. The bottom line showed docile cattle returned almost $62 more per head than did the aggressive calves. While disposition has long been considered a convenience trait, it also is a trait for those watching their bottom lines closely. Additionally, for producers, one basic ingredient for handling cattle successfully is patience. Control your behavior and emotions when working cattle and understand how cattle see the world. We are getting to the time of year where a lot of farm machinery will be on our public roads. Transporting agricultural machinery from one field to the next by way of our public roads is a necessity to get crops harvested and properly stored. Most of this agricultural machinery is transported at speeds of 25 miles per hour or less. These slower speeds can cause motorists to misjudge how fast the farm equipment is going. Add in the hills, corners, blind spots throughout the area, and road closures in some areas. With this in mind, we hope everyone will stay alert, be attentive, exhibit patience when passing others, and always be very mindful of the roads they are traveling, as well as the time of day, and expect the unexpected, especially when trying to pass other motorists as well as equipment utilizing all of our public roads. If you desire further information on this or any other topic, please contact your local University of Missouri Extension Center. University of Missouri Extension programs are open to all. Thank you and have a great day. This is Jim Humphrey, field specialist in livestock for University of Missouri Extension, with today's MU Extension Connection program.